Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Gimel that somebody who does not know exactly when the right time is to Mekabel Shabbos, he's not Bucky in the Shir, when the appropriate time is to Mekabel Shabbos, with Tais for Shabbos. So he should finish the Melacha and Ben Shlich, light the candles, when the Shemesh, the sun, the Bereish Shalom, is on top of the trees. Or the Mishnah Berurah adds, on top of the tall roofs, the Gagas, Hagavoyim, the tall rooftops in the town. They rest assured that on the one hand, it's not too late yet. He's not Bucky of the Shkia. But on the other hand, it's not too early. It's not before Plagim Minchah. He does not have to worry that his Kabbalah Shabbos is invalid and does not take effect. Let's say it's a cloudy day and the sun is not out. Shulchan Aruch says then that they should bench lift. When the Tanagoyim, the chickens are sitting on the Kaira, on the beam, there's a beam at least to sit on the chickens when it came late in the day. Or if it's in the field, there's no chickens. Then when the Arvim are Yesha, when the ravens are sitting out, that's the appropriate time to bench lift. So Mishnah Berurah says, somebody has a clock and they know to tell time. Olden days, not everyone was able to do that, but somebody has a clock and they're able to tell time. And no one shkiyas, they could rely on their clock. Now, the Berlocha brings Shulchan Aruch Rav that it's getting late and somebody couldn't bench lift and now it's already bumping into shkiyah time. The woman should tell a guy, have a guy bench lift for them, not take the chance of bench lift herself after shkiyah, rather have a guy bench lift. But the woman, the Jewish woman who tells the guy to light the candles first, she can make a bracha and she can birchas toiv the kabaskaral a prisha for not taking the chance, the risk of benching lift lying candles after Shkia. Birloch himself says, he looked at some Reish Samach Kimmel, we bring the other friend and say, that lady should not make a bracha when the guy is benching lift, because it's not so poshut that Yaitza Lokas Neiris when the guy does it for you, and therefore, if it's already borderline Shkia, the woman should not bench lift herself, so the best he could do is do it Ayde Nachri through a guy. Whoever Lamaisa wants should not make a bracha if a guy is the one laying the candles. Sif Talad. Shulchan Aruch says that after, so an answer Baruch Hu, from Meir, Friday night, even if it's still Yom, still daytime, even though it's before Shkia. So it's no longer is one allowed to do Yisurim Drabam Shvusim at that point, even though it's a long time before Shkia, as long as after Plag and the answer Baruch of Meir, Friday night, Mr. Burr explains, then the Ein Ma'arvin, they cannot do Erev Chatzeris, even for Dra Mitzvah, they cannot do Erev Chatzeris, in time they cannot do Hatzmano. The Mr. Burr explains, even though these things are Mutter B'Hashmoshes, still once somebody is Mekabel Shabbos, personally, Mekabel Shabbos, it's more chomer than B'nash Moshes, even though there are abundant good things that one is allowed to do B'nash Moshes, Kapon Mitzvah Mitzvah, here they can no longer do it. Because once on Mekabel Shabbos, it's personal, it's like Shabbos already began. And Mishnah Berurah says that certainly all the other Rabbanans, it's Yogam, Gedar, Mechazam, B'nash Shabbos, are also at that point once on Mekabel Kedusha Shabbos, going to America, it's old fashioned bathhouse, even Lazio, just for the Schwitz, for get there and to sit there in the Schwitz. Which is the Rabban Shabbos. That's already also one song of Mekabel Shabbos. Certainly, Rechit to Bechamiting, Hat Shower will be also. All the Shmosim, Haruva Chatzeris, Hatmada, Jamutta Mea Shmoshes, Litzarech Mitzvah, already also one song of Mekabel Shabbos. Certainly, all other Rabbanans apply this time. And therefore, Mishnah Berurah says that it's not so common to have the whole Heter of Chatzeris, Hatmada, Mea Shmoshes, because generally, when it comes to Mea Shmoshes, the whole Tzibur, a Rev of the Tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos. Once Rev of the Tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos, everyone's nimshach after the roev of the tzibur. Like we learn with Shem when we get the Samaria Samach Gimel. Everyone's nigra, the grera after the roev of the tzibur. And therefore, it's as if you're a Mekabel Shabbos and the kulas of Vash Moshes will not apply. Kulas of Vash Moshes will only be applicable then if somebody's in a place where there's no tzibur, that's Mekabel Shabbos, where there's no minyan. Now, the Bir Lacha does say, and Mishnah Berurah, he says, look at the Bir Lacha where he says this, that really there's a stira between the Shulchan Aruch over here and the Shulchan Aruch and the Shin Tzadi Gimel, Sif Beis. That which Shulchan Aruch says over here, that one someone's Mekabel Shabbos, it's more chomer than B'nash Moshes. All the Shvusim become also, even the Rebbe Chatzeris, Atman is really Machlek Zushanim. Here the Mechabes Mahakber, and Shin Tzadi Gimel, he's no to Lahak. So the Teretz at the Mishnabur, and Be'alach, the Gold, the Shemeni Afrenim, is that for Yochat Mekabel Shabbos, it's no more chomer than B'nash Moshes. Only when the Tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos, then it takes on this extra chomer, the one no longer can do Shvusim, Letzarech Mitzvah. The Tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos, such as Baruch Hu, once you say Baruch Hu, for Meir, Friday night, Tzibur says Baruch Hu, and you're part of a Tzibur. Sending Mekabel Shabbos, Shmuel brings it along in the Vram, but nowadays we say Mizmer Sheli Yom Shabbos, Mizmer Shaila, when the Kabbalah Shabbos starts, and the Shulchan Aruch says Mizmer Sheir, is the appropriate time, but Shmuel brings it along in the Vram, the many are knowing, the knowing that even though they said Mizmer Sheir, that not Mekabel Shabbos, it's a Mizmer that we say Mizmer Sheli Yom Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos not start till Baruch. Mishnah says that was the time of Mizmer Vram, but nowadays once the Mizmer Sheir, we're Mekabel Shabbos, and also Omalachas after Mizmer Sheir. So Shalom and Hagim goes like Baruch the Mizmer Sheir. Then Mishnah Berurah brings the Sefer Derech Hoffman, a place where they said L'chadoid, you want to say Boi Chala, by Boi B'Shalom, with Kabbalah Shabbos Mamash. So it's either Boi B'Shalom, Mishnah Shir, or Baruch Hu, depending on the many different places, and it's Kabbalah Shabbos, and once the Sefer is Kabbalah Shabbos, even the Shvut and the Amut of Mash Moshes, they become Usher at that time.